8 lines from the top of Dapehe Amud Aleph, and we discussed the terrible and difficult Yisurin of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and we also discussed the relationship between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And our Gemara now begins Amar Rebbe, that Rebbe stated Chaviv and Yisurin, and Rashi explained that by the fact that Rebbe saw that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon wasn't buried for 18 or 22 years, and his body still didn't decompose, which was because of the Yisurin that he had while he was alive. Therefore, Rebbe said that I see how beloved Yisurin is, and therefore a Kabbalah, Tlesa Shni, and some say with Shispitz Mirsa, Visheva Bitsipanda, and Va'amilon, some say Shiva Bitsimrasa, Vishispitz Panda. Rashi explains Bitsimrasa, Evan Shimakim Tanim, that he had a stone in the urinary tract, some sort of a kidney stone, and Tsiprana, Chaylishabatechapah, Ushmay Mishka, that some sort of ailment in his mouth, which was like a thrush or gingivitis. And Rashi, Mesechus Yuma states, Pirish Chaylishinayim, Vachinichayim, even though Agamur states that Rebbe was Makabal, these Yisurin on himself for 13 years. However, as we will see, these actually came to him because of an Einish, and therefore the Mashal explained that he was Mekabal himself to have Yisurin, and ultimately because of the Maisa that happened, he actually received his Yisurin for 13 years. And the Mashal explains that he was Mekabal himself 13 years of Yisurin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to his Tfilas, and therefore these Yisurin did not start until there was a reason for his Einish, and the story occurred. Gemara now tells us the pain that Rebbe had when he had the Yisurin. Zarud be Rebbe have awesome Shvar Malka, the stable person that took care of the horses and mules of Rebbe, was even wealthier than Shvar Malka, who was a Persian king. And Taisa says, Perish Mizel Behemoth Shel Rebbe, because workers would keep the fertilizer of their employer, and Rebbe had so many behemoths, and therefore the employer became very wealthy. It seems that Taisa is actually telling us two things. Number one, there was a lot of Zevel because Rebbe had a lot of behemoths, and number two, people wanted that Zevel, therefore it was very expensive, and he was able to sell it for a lot of money. And Ayin ben Yoyada, who was bothered, why the Gemara had to tell us that he was very wealthy, as it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the story. And the Gemara continues, when the stable person would give fodder to the livestock of Rebbe, the animals were so excited, and they started neighing and braying, and their sounds would travel for 3 mil. And the stable person wanted to make sure that when Rebbe went to the bathroom, and he was in such pain, and he was screaming so much, that the sounds of the animals would drown out the sounds of Rebbe screaming in the bathroom, and therefore he would make sure to feed the livestock at the time that Rebbe was going to the bathroom. And even so, the pain of Rebbe was so great that his screams would overpower the sound of the voices of all these animals, and the sailors that were at sea were able to hear Rebbe's voice. The Gemara continues, that even though Rebbe was mekabel these Yisurin, however, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's Yisurin were considered greater than those of Rebbe, and he had more schar. The Ilu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon me'avabo me'avahalchu. The Yisurin of Rabbi Elazar came me'ahava, and he left them me'ahava, and he was able to control when the Yisurin came and when the Yisurin left him. And as we saw at the top of that pei dal and beis, that be'orta amalu achai v'reya bayu and b'tzafra amalu zilu m'pei b'tol tayra. And the evening, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say to his boils and to his pains that my brothers and my friends, you should come. And the morning, he told him to leave because he wanted to make sure that he was able to learn tayra. And as the Mashal points out, that the Gemara and Tainus tells us that Ezu Yisurin Shel Ava, those that don't cause any bitul Tayra. And our Gemara continues, do Rebbe Alidei Maisa Bo, Alidei Maisa Halchu. However, the pain that Rebbe had came because of a specific Maisa, and then they left because of a specific Maisa, and Rebbe wasn't able to control them, and therefore they caused bitul Tayra. And the Gemara continues, Alidei Maisa Bo, Mai, what was the Maisa that occurred that Rebbe was deserving, and he had this Einish of these Yisurin, that who Egled Avakamabtele L'Shchita, Ozo Tali Reisha Bekanfei de Rebbe V'Kabachi, there was a calf that was about to be taken to be shachat, and it went and placed its head in the beged of Rebbe, and it was crying, and it didn't want to be taken to shchita. Amalei, so Rebbe said to the calf, Zil, kachten sarta, they should go, that is why you were created. And Amri and the Shemayim said, Hoyav leikum rachim, leisu le yisurin, that since Rebbe did not have pity on this calf, therefore we will bring terrible yisurin on Rebbe. And Balidei Maisa Halchu, and what was the story, where these yisurin left Rebbe, and Rebbe was healed? Yoy mechad, of a kachi amsid Rebbe besa, it was one day where the Amsid Bei Rebbe, which is the famous maidservant of Rebbe, was sweeping out his house, and Avashadya B'nei Kakushta, that there were a bunch of young, small weasels that were in her way, the Kakanchalu, and she was sweeping them up. Amulah, and Rebbe said to Shavkinu, leave them, Ksiv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Barachav HaMakol Masov, that Kosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on all of his Maisim. Amri, so in Shemaim they said, Hoyom Rachim, since he had pity on these weasels, therefore in Rachmaleh will have Rachmanis on him as well. We will take away the Yisurin, and of course this Maisim happened 13 years later. Shechita. The Gemara continues, Kul Shnei Yisurin Rabbi Elazar Lo Shachav Nish Blei Zimnei. And for all the years that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon had these terrible Yisurim, was no one that died early, as this was Megan on the entire generation. And some explained that this was in order to show the people that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon never caused an innocent person to be arrested and killed because he told the government about that person. And the Gemara also says, Kul Shnei Yisurin Rabbi Lo Yitzchak Alon Lomitra, that for an entire 13-year period where Rebbe had these terrible Yisurin, the world did not need any rain. That the day of rain is very bad, just like a day of din. And Rashi Masechtas Tainis states, as in a day that's raining, people can't go out and do what they need to. And it's bad as a day of judgment. And Rashi says in Masechtas Tainis, Sheni v'chamishi, referring to Monday and Thursday, that people gather together to go to din Torah on the day of the marketplace in order to go and judge with their friends. As on the day that it rains, there's a lot of noise in the world, and similar to the day of Din, where people are screaming and trying to get their tainus to Beis Din. And the Gemara continues, states, if not for the fact that the world needs rain, Rabbanu would daven and would get rid of rain. Ultimately, rain is a tircha. The Gemara tells us that even though in the days of Rebbe there was no rain, when someone would pull out a radish from the garden patch, there was still so much water in the earth that the hole that would form in the place where the radish was would still be filled with water. The Gemara continues at a later point, after Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon already died, Iklu Rebbe la'asid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe went to the town of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Amulei, and he said to the people, Yeshle ben la'isit tzaddik, did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon leave over a son? Amulei, and he said to him, Yeshle ben, that he does have a son, v'chol zayna sheneskeres b'shnayim sechras b'shmeyna, and he's so handsome that any zayna that is so beautiful that she's paid double wage, she would actually pay the son of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon 8 times the standard wage in order to have a relationship with him. And the Gemara tells us, Asa said he brought the son of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon to Rebbe, and Asmachai b'Rebbe, even though he wasn't a tzaddik at all, and he was actually very busy with Hanoras Asmoi, still he was Soimachim as a Rebbe, and he gave his smicha. And in addition, Ashalmei l'Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, Achved Imei, he also put him into the care of Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, who was the uncle of this child. He was the brother of his mother. And the Ben Yad explains that since the Gemara tells us that when getting married to a woman, you should bring the bachel because rave children are similar to the brothers of the mother. Therefore, Rebbe said to Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya that the reason why he's like this is because of you, and therefore you have to take care of the problem. And also, people will say that it must be that you're not teicha kabarei, and that's why he's acting this way. And kol yoyma va'omar lekriyase aneizel, and every single day, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's son would say that I want to go back to my town and I want to enjoy myself and I don't want to learn. Amulei and Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya told him, chachim of the yasach, that you can become a chacham, and they will spread clothing of gold on you, and they will call you Rebbe, and you're saying that I want to go home, certainly even though it's very hard, but if you work hard, you'll have hana at the end result of Malay. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's son said, I swear that I'm going to leave anything that I wanted, and I'm going to stay here, I'm going to learn Torah. And the Gemara tells us, when he got older, he went and learned by the yeshiva of Rebbe, and Rebbe heard his voice. Amen. Rebbe said, this voice is very similar to the voice of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, so regarding this story, Rebbe said the Pasuk of Mishlei would apply, that the Pasuk states, Pre-Tzadik Eitz Chaim V'lekech Nefasha Eitz Chacham. The Gemara explains, Pre-Tzadik Eitz Chaim Zer Rabbi Yesi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that when it says Pre-Tzadik is the Eitz Chaim, this is referring to Rabbi Yesi, who is the son of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, which is this child that we were just discussing, V'lekech Nefasha Eitz Chacham Zer Rabbi Shimon Ben Isi Ben Lekunya. This is referring to Rabbi Shimon Ben Isi Ben Lekunya, since he took care of this child and he made sure that the child learned and became a tzaddik, therefore he was considered someone that created this nefesh. As Rashi says, Hamalam de Torah Kanoa Leben, that someone that teaches someone Torah, he acquires him as his child. Rashi Mishle says, Mishu Chacham Koin Loi Nafshay Shemalam de Derech Toiv, Varehim Loi Kilu Konam Kinin Shenema, just like the Pasuk says in Pasha Vayera, Vasa Nefesh Ashasu Bukharan. The Gemara continued, Kinach Nafshay, when Rabbi Yesi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon died, Amtulam Arasa Davua, they took him to the Ma'ur in the cave of his father, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who was also buried together with Rabbi Shimon ben Chai, and have a hadra lach no lemarta, this large snake was coiled around the opening of the cave, and Amalei achna achna psach picha v'yikonis ben eitzel aviv, and they said to the snake that you should open up your mouth and you should let your tail go, and this way you should uncoil yourself from around the cave and let his son be buried next to his father. Lepaskalu b'lemaisa, the snake did not uncoil itself and did not open up the area, kasfurim amalei mashezeh godom, and people thought that the reason is because Rabbi Yisrael Blazer was not under Madrega, that he should be able to bury it with his father. Yatsu Baskel of Amra. However, Baskel came and said, that the reason why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was zeicher to be buried with Rabbi Shimon Yechai is because he lived together with Rabbi Shimon Yechai in that actual cave for 13 years, and therefore he was zeicher to be buried there based on the tzar that he went through. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elazar did not have this tzar, and therefore he was not zeicher to be buried in this cave. Rashi states, that this is the same cave where Rabbi Shimon Yechai and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hid from the government for 13 years. Gemara continues with another story of Rabbi. Iklu Rabbi la'astir Rabbi Tafin amaluhu yesh leben lo'isit tzadik shem kapeach esbanav. So Rabbi went to the area of Rabbi Tafin and he asked the people there, does Rabbi Tafin have a son that he left over? Because l'maisa, every time Rabbi Tafin wanted to prove a point, he would swear on the life of his sons. Therefore, although certainly at that point Rabbi Tafin must have had sons, but ultimately, since we have a klal that kills chacham afilu al tnai uba and afilu b'chinam uba, therefore Rabbi was wondering if he actually left over any sons. Amuloy, and they told him ben ein loy, that in chinami he doesn't have a son, but ben bas yesh loy, he does have a grandson from his daughter. V'chol zayna shen skeres b'shtayim sechras b'shmeina, and suddenly he was so handsome that any zayna whose wage was 2 times the standard wage would pay 8 times the standard wage in order to have bia and have a relationship with the grandson of Rabbi Tafin. Asul kamei, once again they brought this grandson of Rabbi Tafin in front of Rabbi Amuloy, and Rabbi said to him, ihadrusbach yavidu lachabate, that if you will be chayza and you'll do tshuva, and I will let you marry my daughter, and Hadabay, and therefore the grandson of Rabbi Tafin was Chayza. Ikeda Ami, and some say Nazba Vagirsha, that he actually got married to her and then he divorced her. Ikeda Ami, and some say Nali Nazba Klal, they never married at all. In order that people should not say that the reason why he did Tshuva was in order to marry her, and he wanted to show that he was doing it L'Shem Shemayim. And in Taisis on that Peidalim with Aleph, where the Gemara brought a similar story, B'negei Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon promised Reish Lakish that he'll be able to marry his sister. And we know that ultimately Reish Lakish married the sister of Rabbi Yechon, and he wasn't chash l'shem yomer b'shvil zu chazazeh. And Taisa doesn't explain why Reish Lakish was not chayish, and meanwhile the grandson of Rav Tafin was chayish ayin shom. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings that the reason why Reish Lakish was not chayza is based on Rabbeinu Tam's pshat that we saw in Taisa on that peidal malav, that originally Reish Lakish was an adam gadol, and then at a later point he went up to derech and he now was chayza b'tshuva, and because originally he was already an adam gadol, therefore Reish Lakish felt that he had a right to marry Rabbi Yechon's sister, and people would not say that b'shvil zu chazazeh. The Gemara continues, and some agrees for Rabbi Lomalei Kulehai, why was Rabbi busy going to find the children of these great people in order to make sure that it was chayza b'tshuva? The Gemara tells us to Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rav, Amr Lo, Amr Rabbi Chiya ba'Aba, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Amr Lo, and some say Amr Rabbi Shmuel Barachmani, Amr Rabbi Inison, Kal Malam is Ben Chavir Torah, that if anyone teaches the son of his friend Torah, Zeicha v'yesh b'yeshiva shemayla, then he'll be Zeicha to sit in yeshiva shemayla and be nenemiz of Eshchina. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Im Tasha v'ashivcha l'fanei tamad, that Yirmiyah told Klai Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him that if you go and you give Musa to Klai Yisrael and they come back and they do tshuva, then you'll stand in front of me. And as Rashi says, Im Tasha v'yisrael l'muta b'techachatzcha v'ashivcha elai v'lefanei tamad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu amali she'emoy v'eskayim l'fanav imucha l'ashivchem. Gemara also tells us, v'chol amalam is ben ha'ma'arz teriyah, if someone teaches the son of ha'ma'arz teriyah, afil HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes exira, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made exira, mevatlo b'shviloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevatlo because of him and because of his chush. And then as the pasuk continues in Yirmiyah, v'im toitzi yokum izoylel kefi siya yeshuvu heima alecha v'ata lo yisashu aleyem. Rashi says, yokum izoylel tamachacham e'am aretz, that if you cause a tamachacham to come from an am aretz, which is yokur, a precious person, from someone that's a lowly person in a zoylel, and the pasuk says, kefi siya, that you will be like my mouth, and even though I made a gzera, you will be able to control my mouth, and you'll be able to mevatel that gzera. Mor continues, Amr Panach, Amr Bechron, Rapanach stated in the name of Bechron, Kanshu Tamachacham, Bumbre Tamachacham, Bembre Tamachacham, that if someone's a Tamachacham, and his son's a Tamachacham, and his grandson's a Tamachacham, Shuv Ein Teir, Pesek is Mizari Lailam, so there is a Haftacha that Teir will not cease from his children forever. Shinem, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Banizais Brisi, Oisam, Oma Hashem, Ruchi Hashem Lecha, Odvara, Shesamti Beficha, Loy Mushu Picha, Oum Pizaracha, Oum Pizarazaracha, Oma Hashem, Me'atavad Oilam. Mor explains, My Oma Hashem, Oma Kaj Borhu, Akaj Borhu states, Ani Erlucha Bedovazer, I will be a cosign and a guarantor in this idea. The promise is me'atavad olam, and the Gemara is my me'atavad olam. Or Rabbi Yemiyah kam ve'ilach. From this point forward, Torah machzeres al chsani shala. The Torah will always come back to its host and proper place. It's mashma that even if after 3 generations there is some time that the Torah will be forgotten from a specific family, but eventually it will come back to that family. It could be the Gemara is bringing this point in order to also say why why Rebbe was so concerned about the son of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai was a great Talmud Chacham. His son Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon was also a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore he wanted to make sure that Rebbe Yossi, the son of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, was also a great Talmud Chacham in order to have a Chutah Meshulash Leibim Heri Yenatek. The Gemara continues that we just spoke about three Dairis, and therefore the Gemara says Rebbe Yossi Yosef Abban Tanesa, Rebbe Yossi sat 40 Tanesim, and he accepted upon himself 40 Tanesim. And when he went to sleep, Vakriyu, and they read to him the following Pasuk in Yeshaya of Lo Yemushum Apicha, and Yosef Abban Tanesa Achrina, and then he went and he had another 40 Tanesim, Vakriyu, and once again they read to him in his sleep and in a dream, Lo Yemushum Apicha Umpizarecha, and Yosef made Tanesa Achrina, and some agurs Abban Tanesa Achrina, and he sat another 40 Tanesim, Vakriyu, and once again read in the Pasuk while he was sleeping, the Lo Yemushum Apicha Umpizarecha, Umpizarezarecha, and you'll be Zeichot to have three Dairis that learn Torah, and therefore you'll be Mekai in this Pasuk of Lo Yemushum Apicha Umpizarecha, Umpizarezarecha, and you'll have the Abtacha Me'atabad Olam. And Omar, Rabbi Yisrael said, Mekam Ve'ilach Leitzuchina, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael said, that from this point forward, I don't have to fast more, as a Torah Machzeres Achsan Yishla, because Torah will always return to its host. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Zeira, Kisol Klar Yisol, Yosef Meir Tanisil, the Shtaka Kamar Bavlo Minei, Rabbi Zeira, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted 100 Tanisim in order he should forget all the Torah they learned in Babel. The reason why he did this is Kihechad Leinitirdei, as he felt that the Derech Halimud that he learned in Babel was not going to help him in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he wanted to forget that Derech Halimud, as Rashi says, Leinitirdei, Kisha'ol Eretz Yisrael Lumoy Mepira Bechon, Vamrein Shav Eretz Yisrael Loihoy B'nei Machlekes B'nechen Zelzer Kishman Kedarmina Misanedrin, Umiyashmas Taimim B'loi Kushu Superukan. He had a different style of learning than in Babel. He wanted to make sure that he follows that Derech Halimud, and he forgot the Derech Halimud that he had in Babel. And the Gemara continues, Yosef Me'achrinaisa, the Lelishka of Rabbi Elazar B'Shnei, that he also fasted another 100 fasts in order that Rabbi Elazar should not die in his years, B'nafal Alayo, Milu de Tzibura, as Rabbi Elazar used to be busy with the Tzibur, and he wanted to make sure Rabbi Elazar would take care of it, and therefore Rabbi Zeira would not have to bother with that, and he would be able to learn Torah, B'Yosef Me'achrinai, and then he fasted another 100 fasts, L'nishl Be'nur de Gehenim, that the fire of Gehenim should not be shown on him, and Kol Tlas and Yayman have a Badik Nafshei, that every 30 days he would do the following test in order to check if he was not going to have any fire that was going to be shown on him. What was the test? Shogat Tanura, he heated up his oven, salt v'yasa begavei, and he went and sat inside, v'lo yav shalta beinura, and the fire didn't have any shlita on it. Yom echad, yav be'rabban eina v'chrechu shakei, and one time, Rabban actually looked at him and gave him an ayin hara, and the heat of the oven actually had an effect on Rab Zeira, and he burnt his thigh, v'karle, katan chorek shakei, and therefore they started calling him the short person that has a singed thigh. It's brought down that Rab Zeira was called Rab Zeira from the lashon of Zeira because he was very short. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rab Yudam Rav, Ma'edich Siv, was the pasuk meaning near me that states, Mi isha chacham v'yavne zois, v'ashadibe pir v'hashem ilo v'yagida, ama of the arts, nissa kamidba mibli oiver. And we continue on that peheyom beiz, and the Gemara states, Amar chacham v'lo pershu, the pshat in the pasuk is, that everyone wanted to know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and why we were sent to Galus. And as the pasuk says, Mi isha chacham v'yavne zois, who is a person that's a chacham and can understand this, and therefore the chacham did not know the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And then the pasuk says, v'ashadibe pir v'hashem ilo v'yagida, Amru Nevi'im v'loi Peshu, and once again the Nevi'im tried to explain it. They also weren't able to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and sent Klal Yisrael to Galus. Ad Shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself explained to us, and then as the next pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Vayayim HaShem al oz v'mas teirasi asher nesati lefneim v'loi shamu v'kayli v'loi holchu ba, and HaShem himself explained, it's because you left and you deserted the Torah that I placed in front of you, and as we know, the Torah isn't placed in front of us, as the pasuk says, loi b'shamayimi. The Gemara explains, that certainly we know that they learned Torah, and therefore that can't be the pshat that we sent in Golis, and why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda explains that the Rav is because they didn't make a bracha b'tayr t'chila, and they didn't say b'echas ha'tayr prior to learning. Rashi explains, k'shayu eiskim b'tayr loyim v'vrachim l'fneah, k'ro yisir d'ashen esatim l'fneim k'dorish, b'echas ha'shebacha b'no shayu l'fneah shal divrei Torah, v'kivin d'loyim v'vrachim, and since they didn't make this bracha, gal yedatayu she'in matana chashuv l'hem, therefore they were megal adas, that it wasn't a matana that was chashuv to them, and they're only learning it as a subject. And Rashi bases on the words of the pasuk that said d'ashen esatim l'fneim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taina was that you didn't appreciate the great matana that I gave you. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rab Chama states, Ma'idich Siv, what does the pasuk of Mishlei mean when it says, believe Novin Tanua Chachma, or the Karak Silim Tivodea? He explains, believe Novin Tanua Chachma, Zet Tam Chacham Ben Tam Chacham. This is referring to a Tam Chacham that's the son of Tam Chacham. In the heart of a person who has understanding, more wisdom is able to rest and it sits there quietly. And then when the pasuk says, of the Karak Silim Tivodea, Zet Tam Chacham Ben Amaritz, is referring to a Tam Chacham Yerushalayim, that's the son of Amoritz, and the Torah tells us that when you have Torah that goes into a person that has a foolish history, whose father is an Amoritz, then it'll be known to everyone. As Rashi says, Tavadea, Medea Lakol, he will tell everyone, Umispar Bekisra, and it'll be Mispar with the Kesa Shel Torah, Amu'ula and Ula states, Hayinu Da'ami Inchi, this is similar to the saying that people say, Istira Balagina, that if you have one Istira, which is a coin, and you place it in a bucket by itself, Kish Kish Karya, then you hear the sound. However, if there are a bunch of coins in a basket, and then you place one more coin in the basket, it doesn't make such a great sound, and therefore, Talmud Chacham, Ben Talmud Chacham, there's no great rash and no great sound. However, Talmud Chacham, that's the son of Amoritz, will always cause a great sound. We previously spoke about Rav Zera, and the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yemi Rav Zera. Rabbi Yemi said to Rav Zera, Ma'ay Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk in Eiv mean when it says, Katan V'gadol Shamu, V'Eved Chafshi Me'adaynav? In the basic forest, you'll find small and greater people, and the Eved is free from his master once he's in the basic forest. Rabbi Yemi asked Rav Zera, Atulay Adina, the Katan V'gadol Shamu, do we not know that in a cemetery you have all types of people and you have smaller and greater people? And the Gemara continues, Ella, and Rabbi Yemi responded to his own question, and he told Rav Zera, the Pasuk is actually referring to one person, and Kala Makna Atzmal, Divri Torah, Be'elam Hazeh, Nasa Gadol Le'elabah, and if someone considered himself small in Elam Hazeh, even though he knew a lot of Torah, and he was an Anav, Le'elam Habah, he will be considered great. Similarly, Kala Meisim Atzmal, Ke'eved Al Divri Torah, Be'elam Hazeh, Nasa Chavshi Le'elam Habah, and someone that works hard in this world, like an Eved, and he works and toils in Torah, in Elam Hazeh, then La'asad Labah, he won't have to work so hard, and he'll have a lot more schar. Some agurus, instead of Ella, Amalade, or Absiri, respond to Rabbi Yemiya, and these two ideas come from Rav Zera and not from Rabbi Yemiya himself. The Gemara continues, Reish Lakish have a mitzayim ma'atad Rabbanon. Reish Lakish would go around and he would mark off the different caves and the different areas where Rabbanon were buried. And Rashi says, Shalei Koshel Kohanim lava alein v'lahail, in order that Kohanim don't go and stand over the oil of this mess and they'll become tamei meis. Shalei Te'ar Tekol Yedei Tzadikim, in order that Tekol should not happen through Tzadikim. However, Kimotel Maras de Rav Chia, when he came to find the cave of Rav Chia where Rav Chia was buried, it was hidden from him and he couldn't find it. Cholish Daitis, Reish Lakish felt bad and he thought he didn't have the schus to find the kever Rav Chia. Amma, and he said, Rabbeinu Shlom, Lepo Palti Torah Kamaisai, was a not mefalpin Torah just like Rav Chia, Yatsa Baskel Va'amulai, and a Baskel came out and said to Reish Lakish, Torah Kamaisai Popalto, that certainly you learned Torah just like Rav Chia and you actually were mefalpin Torah just like him. However, Torah Kamaisai, Le Ribatsa, you weren't ma'abit Torah like Rav Chia. And the Gemara now continues and tells us about the Basis Torah of Rav Chia, Kav Mintz Rav Chanina Rav Chia. Rav Chanina and Rav Chia were fighting with each other. Amalei Rav Chanina Rav Chia. So Rav Chanina said to Rav Chia, "Bahadi Dikha Menatzis, you're fighting with me. Chas v'shalom, Mishtaka Torah Misol, Ma'adradlan Mipupuli. That even if Torah will be forgotten from Klai Yisrael, I'll bring you back with my Pilpula Torah, just like we found by Asniel Ben Kanaz. And Amalei Rav Chia Rav Chanina, Bahadi Dikha Menatzda. And Rav Chia said to Rav Chanina, are you fighting with me? The Adul Torah Lishtach Misol. I actually caused that Torah not going to be forgotten by Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us, Maya Vidna, what did Rav Chia do in order that Torah should not be forgotten? Nazlina v'shadina kisna v'gedil nishbi v'tzaydana tavi v'machimu b'sra'il yasmi v'arichta megilta v'kasavna chamish yechumshari. Rav Chia went through a whole process and he planted flax seeds, then he braided them into nets and used those nets to trap deer, and he shechted the deer and he fed its basa and its meat to Yisaimim, and he then took the skins of the deer and he made it into a megillah and he made it into cloth, then wrote five different chamashim and he wrote each seder by itself, v'silik l'masa, and then he went into a town where there were no malamni tenaikis, v'makrina chamisha yunukich b'chamsha chumshe, and then I taught five children the five chumshe Torah, v'masnina shisa yunukich shisa sidrei, and then I would teach Baal Peh the six sidarim of the shisa sidrei mishnah to six other children, v'aman lehu adadana v'asina akra adadi v'asna adadi v'avgol adal Torah v'lo tishach minisol, and then I said that when I leave, you will now go in chazah and you'll teach each other the five chumashim and the six darim, and this way all 11 children now knew all chamishi chumshe Torah and all shisa sidri mishnah, and this way Rav Chia made sure that Torah was not forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the reason why he went through all these different avedis and he didn't just buy some cloth and write the chamishi chumshe Torah is because he wanted to make sure that it was done with pure tahara, and in order to make sure that the Torah is not forgotten from Klal Yisrael, it has to be based on a pure foundation. And that is also the reason why he made sure to give the meat to the Yisaimim in order to make sure that there was Torah's chesed, and the chesed was part of the Torah. The Gemara tells us, Hayinu D'Amar Rebbe, and this is what Rebbe meant when he said, Kama Gedolim Maisa Chia, how great are the deeds of Chia. And after Rebbe said this, Amar Lei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi, or some say, Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, that Rabbi Shimon, who was the son of Rebbe, said to his father, Afilu Amar, is Rabbi Chia even greater than you? Amar Lei In, that he's even greater than me. And then some agurus, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said, Afilu me'abo, is he as great as my father Rabbi Yisi? And Amalei, Chasu Shalom, lo take his eyes be Yisrael. Now Chasu Shalom, you shouldn't even say such a thing in Klal Yisrael. As certainly Rabbi Yisi was greater than Rabbi Chiyah. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Zira, Emesh Nirli Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Chiyah. Now last night I had a dream and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Chiyah came to me. Amatila, I said to him, Eitzel Miyata Tekua, that who are you sitting next to in Yeshiva Shemalo? Amalei, and he said, Eitzel Rabbi Yechon, I'm sitting next to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, Eitzel me, and who's Rabbi Yechon sitting next to? Eitzel Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yana, Eitzel me, and who's Rabbi Yanai sitting next to? Eitzel Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Chiyah. Amatila, and I said to him, Rabbi Yechon, Eitzel Rabbi Chiyah loy, and why is Rabbi Yechon not next to Rabbi Chiyah? Amalei, ba'asa this kuk in the nura, ubu'ur in the isha, man mayel ban afkalotamon, that in a place where there's so much lightning and various types of fires that are shooting forth, how could it be that Rabbi Yechon, who is the son of the Nafcha and the son of the blacksmith, will be able to go there as he's not on the same daga as Rabbi Chiyah? Gemara continues, Om Rav Chaviva stated, Shtoyli, Rav Chaviva Basumki, Rav Chaviva Basumki told me, Chazi Harm Rabban, that Vashkiach Aliyo Gabe, that he saw the Tamachachom, that Aliyo used to come to him, the Tzafra of Ashvir and Ene, that in the morning his eyes were very bright and a little beautiful, Ulorto Damian Kedemakil and Benura, and then in the evening he saw him once again, and he saw that his eyes were like burnt in fire. Omalei, my high, and he asked him what happened, but Omalei, and he said, Omalei Lelio, Achvil Rabban, Kisaklim Sifter Rakia, and I asked Aliyo, show me the Rabban when they're going up to the Sifter Rakia in the morning, Aliyo said, I will show you everyone, and you could actually stare at all of them. However, make sure not to gaze very intently at the chariot or the throne of Rabbi Chiyah. The Talmud Chacham continued, and asked Aliyo, my sumanao, how will I know when the chariot or the throne of Rabbi Chiyah was coming? And Aliyo explained that it's very simple, that Bekulu Azlim Malachi Kisaki Venachti, that all chariots and all thrones of all the great Talmud Chachamim, you will have Malachim that are carrying up their throne and bringing it down. Aside from the chariot of Rabbi Chiyah, that it goes up and down by itself and doesn't need the help of Malachim. And this Talmud Chacham continued and told Rabbi Chaviva Bar Somkri that I wasn't able to hold myself back and I gazed intently at the throne of Rabbi Chiyah and also trei butita denura umachiyu lahu gavra v'simenu la'ene. Two bolts of fire came and hit this person and it caused me to go blind. Continue l'macha azli yishtatchi amarata amino masnaisir ma masnino. The next day I went and I lie down on the kever of Rabbi Chiyah. I told him that I learned all of your braises and I learned all of the tesefter of Rabbi Chiyah. Because of that I was healed and I entices on the top of that pave of Manal of Dima Maschav Issei, that even though that at this point he still saw that his eyes were black, that's because it was still Nikar that he had this problem previously, even though at this point he was already healed. Or this actually occurred at a later point, and this was the end of the story. Rashi discusses the Sefta of Rabbi Chiyah, and Rashi says, Tesefta Shal Daini Shasidra Lashisha Starim and Ishaina Tamid, that consistently learn all the Teseftas of Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Chiyah Sidra Tesefta, Kadamina Ba'alma, Rebbe Leshana, Rabbi Chiyah Minale, that if Rebbe didn't teach us, how does Rabbi Chiyah know? Rabbi Mina called Masitz Lemisne, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Isha, Laitusmane, Bebe Medrasha, Ayan and Rashi. The Gemara continues with another story, Aliyo, Avashchiyah, the Masifta Rebbe, Aliyo used to come often to the Masifta of Rebbe, and the Ben Yada says that he used to come on Shabbos. One day was Rish Chodesh Nogalei Leosa, and Aliyo delayed and he did not come. So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Aliyo, my time in Nogalei Lamar, why is it that you showed up late? Amalei, Ad Ukmi Lavram, Umashichi Yodi, Matsli Magninle, that since today is Rish Chodesh, I woke up Avram and I washed his hands, and he then davened, and then I waited for him and I put him back to rest in his spot. And I did the same procedure for Yitzchak and for Yaakov. Gemara tells us that Rabbi then asked Aliyo, Vilkmina Bada Dadi, why did you do this procedure three times and it took so long? Why didn't you just wake them up at one time and let them daven together? And Leo responded, Savri, that I thought, Takri Brachme, that if I do so, they will daven so hard and the tefillos will be so strong, and it will cause Mashiach to come when it's not the proper time. And Amalei, so Rabbi said, is there anyone that davens in the same manner in Oil Mazah? Amalei, and Leo said, Ikrab Chi Ubanov, Rabbi and his children have the same power. I in the second thesis on that Pevav Manav, where it says, that Rebbe said to Aliyo, they should have all of them stand up at the same time and daven together. And Taisa says, that they should daven for the Amid together. And we see that when we have a Tzara, then you have three people that are Shliach Tzibor, as we saw by Muhammad Salmalik, that we had Moshe together with Aaron and Chor. The Gemara continued that Rebbe learned from here that he could bring Mashiach. So God's Rebbe Tanisa, Achtin Rebbe Chiyur Banav, Rebbe was Geizer Tainis, and they brought Rebbe Chiyah and his children to daven for the Amid. And Amar Mashruach, and Rabbi Chiya said Mashruach v'nosh bezika, and the wind started blowing. Amar Meir Dagashem, and when Rabbi Chiya said Meir Dagashem v'asin mitra, and rain came. And previously, we saw that during the 13 years the Rebbe had Yisurin, there was no rain, and it could be this was right after those 13 years, and Rebbe was a geizer tainus in order to have rain. And when Rabbi Chiya was about to say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayah Mesim, Ragash Alma, the entire world started shaking. Amri Berkiah, and they said in Shemayim, Man Gali Razil Ba'Alma, who was Megala, the secret in the world? Amri, and they said, Elio was the one who was Megala the side. Asul Elio, so they brought Elio, Machiu Shisim Pulsin Nura, and they gave him 60 Malkas with a rod of fire. Asa Damalu Kadaiva Denura, Al Benayu Tradinu, and Elio wanted to make sure that Rabbi Chiya and his children did not finish the bracha and did not say Mechayah Mesim, as that would cause Trias Mesim, and therefore he came down to this world, and he appeared like a fiery bear, and he went between them, and he caused them to be tarred, and therefore they stopped the bracha. And Taisus in the bottom Taisus on that Pehei Amabez, they asked the Al-Khira, the beginning of the bracha of Atagibo states, Atagibo Leilu Mashem, Mechayim Esim Atu Rav Lashia, Al-Khira, at the point that they said, Mechayim Esim Atu Rav Lashia, Trias Mesim should have already occurred, and why were they so nervous at the end of the bracha and not at the beginning of the bracha? And therefore Rabbein Tam says, Meshum Trias Mesim Lehavi Aladei Tal, that the only way Trias Mesim will come is only once you have Tal. Therefore, those words of Trias Mesim would not have effect on Trias Mesim until they got to the end of the bracha. And Taisa continues, V'oidei Shleima, the Mashruach Meir Hageshem, Noshav Zika V'asim Mitra, Meshum Shezeu Ikat Fila Saruach V'Hageshem Shev Brachazu, as the Ikat Fila of Ruach and Geshem in this bracha is at the point that we say Mashruach Meir Hageshem, as there is no Chasima about that part of the bracha. Avot Trias Mesim Ikra Hibi Chasimasa, but in Chanami, we mentioned Trias Mesim during the bracha at three different times. Well, the Ikka bracha is based on its chasima, and therefore the only time that Trias Mesim would have occurred is only once they would have said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayah Mesim. And Ayin Ritva points out that when we say Ata Gibol Oilam Hashem Mechayah Mesim Ata Rav Loishia Hahi Ein Ela Lachias Chaylim, that is not referring to Mesim itself, but talking about being Mechayah Chaylim and discussing Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ability to heal even very sick people Shegiu L'Shayim Mavis, even though they're about to die. Avot Trias Mesim Asida He Shall Save Bracha Ochraminu Ba'Gadosh Ein Hakadosh Baruch and Ayin Ritva Masechta Kedushin that actually discusses all the times that it says the Lashon of Mechayim Mesim in the Bracha of Atagiba, as the Pasuk says Mechayim Mesim Ato, and it says Mechayim Mesim Brachim Mabim, it also says Mechayim Nasi Lusheni Ofa, and it also says Melch Mesim Mechaya, and the Bracha then ends off in Emin Ato Lachis Mesim, and Ayin Sham, how he explains the entire Bracha. And the Gemara continues Shmuel Yachina Asi the Rebbe Hava, that Shmuel was a doctor, and he was the doctor of Rebbe, and Rashi brings who Shmuel bar Abba Chaveru Shel Rav. This is the same Shmuel bar Abba who's the friend of Rav, and Baal Shehi Baki B'Seyda Iba, and because he was an expert astronomer and he was a Baki in the Seyda Iba, the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashana Amar Shmuel Yichinul Skuna Kula Galusa, that I'm able to set a calendar for the entire time that we're in Galus, Karle Yachina, and therefore they called him Shmuel Yachina. But in any case, he was the doctor of Rebbe Chalosh Rebbe Beinei, and Rebbe had a pain in his eye. Amalei, so Shmuel said to Rebbe, in Mal Chasama, I'll put in a medicine into your eye. Amalei Layichulna, Rebbe said, it'll be too painful, I don't want you to do it. Shmuel said to Rebbe, Eshtalach Mishtar, that will rub some ointment on your eye. And Amalei, so Rebbe once again said, Layichulna, that'll be too painful for me, and I don't want you to do it. Have a Mesele Begufta the Samani, Tusei Basadia, Vesei. So instead, Shmuel took a bunch of ointment and he placed it into a tube. He placed this tube underneath the head of Rebbe when Rebbe went to sleep. And as Rashi says, Ubakea, Kaya Chazikasam, Vahilach Derech Etzim Gagultoi, Umaychoi Ad Einav, and it was able to go through his head and through his skull and get to his eye, and that's the way Shmuel healed Rebbe's eye. The Gemara continues, have a Kamsar Rebbe L'mispechei, Rebbe wanted to give smicha to Shmuel, V'leim Mestai Milsa, but even though Shmuel was roi for smicha, as Rashi says, L'fi Shechacham Baki Hoya Kol Kach, however, Rashi says, Shai Seshona Trefes, but the time wasn't right, Oloi Hoya Chacham Nesafim, or the Chacham that we needed in order to be Semich someone, weren't around, and therefore Rebbe couldn't give smicha to Shmuel. Shmuel saw that Rebbe was upset, so Amalei, so Shmuel said to Rebbe, Loi L'tzdar Ma, you shouldn't feel bad. Al-Ladi Chazli Sifrat Adam Rishon, as in the Chaloyim, they read to me from the Sefer of Adam Rishon, actually referred to me in the Sefer, and it said, Shmuel Yachina, and we continue on that Pei Vavim and Aleph, Chacham Yiskari, V'Rebbe Lo Yiskari, that even though they will call him a Chacham, but he won't be able to get Smicha, and he won't be called Rebbe. Actually, at the top of the state, Sifrat Adam Rishon, Sherewa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dar Dar V'Seferav, Dar Dar V'Darshav, Dar Dar V'Chachamav. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu already gave a preview to Adam Rishon of all of the history of the world. The Gemara continues that another thing that it said in the Sefer of Adam Rishon, Rebbe Rav Nosson Seif Mishnah, the Rebbe and Rav Nosson would end of Mishnayos, and they would last of the Tanoim and the Tekufa of the Tanoim. Rav Ashi v'Rabino, and Rav Ashi and Rabino Seifera are the end of the Tekufa of the Amorayim. The Simnech and his Simen to this idea is based on a pasuk in Tillim that states Ad Avay El Mikdashi Kale Avina Lachrisam. Rashi says the Lashon Mikdashi is Simon de Rav Ashi. It sounds like the word Rav Ashi, and Avina is Simon de Rav Avina is the Simen for the Lashon Avina Lachrisam Simen Seifera. And when the pasuk says Lachrisam, that will be the end. It's a Simen that will be the Sefer Ra. Let's see Rashi do the Maskel Sefer Mishnah. Soif Tanayim Ad Yemein Amru Ishas Devar Bebeis Amedrish V'hoyo Talmidim Gorsim Shmua Shmua Levada V'loi Hoyo Masech Desturis V'sida V'kibetz Al Seda. And then Rebbe and Reb Nosson took all the Mishnayos and they put it together in one order. V'im Kalu Ha'am B'derish Lefneim V'sidros Masech Des. Rebbe wrote down most of the Mishnayos V'achreim Lo Yisifu El Ma'at. Rashi tells us that Rebbe didn't actually finish up all the Mishnayos, and at some point later they added on a bit more to the Mishnayos. Rashi continues, Sefer Ra, Sef Kolam Ruin, Ad Yimeim Lehis Gemara Al Seda. Until that point, the Gemara was not on Seda. El Kshayis Shailon Shalos B'Tam Mishnah of Beisam Medrash, Oy Shailon Maisam Ura B'din Mamin, Oy Isav Heta, Kolachav Echad, Oy Matayimai. Then everyone will give their understanding and their explanation. Rav Asher Avina, Sidru Shmuas Amrayin Shalteim, the Kava Seda Masechtos, Kolachav Echad, Eitzal Mishnah Ruya Vashnirla. And in addition, the Hikshu Kushia is Shiyesh Lahashav, Purukim Shirul Taritz, Haim Vamrayim Shimayim, the Kava Kal, the Gemara, Kagoin, Isfe. And Rab Asher and Ravina came and kaveh them in one makim and what we call the Talmud Bavli. Finally, let's see the third taisis on the Amud Diba Masel Achtinul Rab Chiyo Banav. Rebbe went and brought Rab Chiyo and his sons in order that he should be the shliach tzibo for the tzibo and try to bring Mashiach. Taisis is bothered that the Maaseh the Gemara Masechta Zgunila tells us a Marid. As they mix up the pronunciation of an aleph and ayin and ayin and aleph, and as Taisa says, Rab Chiyah had some sort of a speech impediment, and therefore how could it be that he would be the shliach tzibo? Taisa says, that is only if there was someone else that would be a better shliach tzibo. But over here, there wasn't a better shliach tzibo than Rab Chiyah, and therefore Rab Chiyah had a right to be the shliach tzibo. Ayin and Taisa, and we will stop over here.